I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Turkey's desire to join the European Union is allowing Christians a bit more freedom. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver calls Turkey a country in transition. According to reports, support for Turkey joining the EU is just over 31%. Rodehaver says this is actually good for Christians.
Because of their interest in becoming part of the EU, is opening up to religious diversity. They are really lessening on human rights issue because they're under the microscope of the European Union. So this has helped the church.
The peace is allowing Christians to do more ministry. Meanwhile, God's word is a transforming thing. And now, for the first time, the more than 20 million Awadhi people of India are able to read God's word in their own heart language. Gary Bishop of the World Bible Translation Center says that after 13 years of work, they're thrilled to see this project come to fruition.
We introduced this text to them and were able to distribute 10,000 Bibles at one time. And so it was, for us, a very historic day, for God, a very glorifying day for His Word to be put in a language for people who have never had a Bible before.
And 1 million children around the world live without the love of a permanent family. They grow up in orphanages, group homes, and foster homes, or on the streets. Bethany Christian Services would like to show these kids the love of Christ while they wait for their forever families. They're doing that through child sponsorships. $25 a month is all it takes to help Bethany care for and possibly find a permanent home for that child. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Greg Yoder, wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.